from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're going to get on down now.
We're talking all things Atlanta sports and beyond. This is The Morning Shift.
Make some noise!
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
We are in our 7 o'clock hour of the morning shift, and it is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. All right, September 8th is almost upon us, and that is when the Falcons have their season opener at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and there are some rosters floating around in this studio, some fake GMs in this studio.
Wannabes.
That, you know.
Wannabes.
Wannabe.
Okay. You know
what I mean? And they were expired by Mark Raimondi of ESPN, who set his 2024 53-man roster projection for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah. We talked earlier about, obviously, the offense and kind of the breakdown and how many running backs you can expect, how many wide receivers, we both kind of settled on, you know, Mark Raimondi had 5. I think we both kind of think there will probably be 6 wide receivers in the end. But when you get over to the defensive side of the ball, there's a lot more roster math to be had because you and I both agree, Bo, that I think there will be probably 27 kept on defense as opposed to the 23 we have offensively.
I think it's where the most. I think it's where the toughest decisions have to be made. And I think
where do you want to start with then? I mean, position group.
Hell, I don't know, Tiffany. I'm telling you, I would say, I guess let's just go from the front to the back, but it's not easy because
look at some of the names that he has on this list, and it's
And every position group is deep, it feels like.
Well, let's take the defensive line then. Obviously, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Zach Harrison, Taquan Graham, Eddie Goldman, Kentavious Street, Ruka Rororo, and Brandon Dorlus. Both of those two guys, recent draft picks.
In a vacuum, Bo, I'm not sure that Brandon Dorlus did probably enough without the draft pick next to him, but obviously you want to see him develop. He showed enough upside in preseason where you feel good. Ruka Rororo comes on late, but otherwise, I am on the fence still about Eddie Goldman. I know that we've talked about him more on the show about retiring than we have on field, kind of prowess when it comes to that. But he's so unique in what he brings to this team. He's different than any of his other defensive linemen. So I'm erring on the side of I think Eddie Goldman gets back in the fold and is part of this lineup because I think he's different than anybody that they've been able to have up front the last couple of years.
Well, I think if he would have not been a guy they had penciled in on the roster, they would have tried to see more from him during the preseason.
Yeah,
like I think if he, that's where, you know, I heard someone comment yesterday, or I saw someone comment. Well, Eddie Goldman's out; he hasn't done enough in the preseason for me, and I wanted to, I didn't go in because I'm like, well, what do you mean?
What did he do during the preseason?
What did you not see for him during the preseason? You know what? I didn't see him active.
Yeah, I didn't see him play.
And I think to me, if you're not playing a defensive lineman who is in jeopardy of not making the roster, then you're going to play him. Why would you sit him? So to me, the only question I have, because I think Mark is right. I think it's Graham, Dorlus, Harrison, Goldman, Onyemata, Arororo, Street, and Jarrett. The question I would have is, do you keep a 9th and take from another position? I don't think you do, because I think the 9th guy to me would be Laquelle London. But I think Laquelle London's a guy that you have confidence in, you can see on the practice squad.
Yeah, you used him back and forth to the practice squad last year. I think they're safe with that.
So when you look at the linebackers then, Matthew Judon, Arnold Ebiketie, Lorenzo Carter, James Smith-Williams, Caden Ellis, Nate Landman, Troy Anderson, J.D. Bertrand, and D'Angelo Malone. Is that going to hold up?
Whew.
One.
Your guess is
two,
as good as mine.
Three, four, five, no, six, seven, eight, nine.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of linebackers for eight spots. D'Angelo Malone obviously being the X factor. I think that he showed, and I'm going to be friendly here, showed very little in terms of what he brings as an outside linebacker throughout preseason, and he did play. But my gosh, Bo, I mean, you watched the same things I did. If he's not the first guy down on every special teams play, then I don't know who is. I mean, he's absolutely lightning down the field in coverage units, which we talk all the time, can make a team for you. But usually it has to come with a little bit of experience and ability in that linebacker role before you flip the page of special teams. It seems to me at this point right now, a lot hinges on whether or not they keep him. And I think that he obviously finds a role somewhere in the NFL if they don't. But, man, it's hard for me to look at four linebacker spots and keeping nine out of those spots. The addition of Matthew Judon is really the X factor throughout this whole thing.
So well, is that a position you could take away from and add to?
No. Okay. No, you have to – here's the problem is we're talking about them as their linebackers, but they're edge rushers yes. as well. And so I think, to me, what I would say is, did Damone Harris do enough to say you'll find something that you don't need D'Angelo Malone special teams prowess, right? That's where the question is for me. Because Lorenzo Carter is a guy that I've seen throughout his time here, 2 years here, play a lot of special teams and do it well. So for me, it would be, do you still... It's two things. Did Malone do enough on special teams to knock Damone Harris off the roster? Or did Damone Harris prove enough on defense as an outside backer to knock from, to steal from another spot?
Yeah.
That's the question for me. I think the 80 has are pretty solid, but I think you make a case to knock Malone off for Harris or just add an extra spot for Harris.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, let's go to your cornerbacks. A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes, D. Alford, Clark Phillips, Antonio Hamilton, and Natron Brooks. What are you doing here?
Yeah, no, I think Natron Brooks showed enough during preseason. He might have been the best player in preseason that we saw throughout those games. I think Natron Brooks and his performance in week 2 of the preseason, electric. He looked like a starting caliber corner in the NFL. I'm not sure that any other position or position player defensively looked quite as good, save for maybe Donovan Mutton, you know, from that last preseason game where he makes, you know, 18 combined tackles. But Natron Brooks, to me, flying downhill, reading the offense, being able to step up and make plays, he was physical. I think he deserves a spot on this roster. I think if he did not, that you'd have, you know, a dozen other teams lining up, raising their hands, saying, hey, we'd love to have Natron Brooks here on our roster.
So, Raimondi has – oh, go ahead.
No, you go. I don't necessarily agree with Mike. I agree how good Natron Brooks looked. I'm afraid he's a guy – that you also think, because you look at it, he was on the practice squad last year. I think he might be back there this year to start the season. Because I think what Kevin King showed you is he can play so many positions that he can play. He can also play that outside cornerback spot. And I think his versatility, along with Antonio Hamilton's versatility, might have knocked Natron Brooks off the roster. Not to mention, you look at Clark Phillips, and if Mike Hughes is starting at a spot, Mike Hughes or Clark Phillips, if AJ went down, would be the other side starter. So, depending on who won that job. So, I think that could keep Natron Brooks off.
Let me ask you this then, because Mark Raimondi has Kevin King as part of his safety lineup.
Yep.
So, then who are we adding back to the roster if you think Kevin King knocks off Natron Brooks? Are you keeping Mike Abernathy?
Well, that could be.
Dane Cruikshank.
He also said Anthony Johnson would be a tough cut, but not everyone can.
Yeah,
I make it. Those were his words.
Was that rough?
I think Brooks to that. I think Brooks would make it over, but he has Brooks on it. I think that Kevin King's a guy that you look at that, you know what, I can get a plethora of things from him. So maybe I keep Damone Harris, or maybe I keep a third quarterback. That's where I hate doing this. I hate these words. I hate these. That's where the roster math comes into play, buddy. But that's it. Like, that's kind of what it is. That's kind of where you start looking is, are you robbing, what is it, Peter to pay Paul?
Right, yeah.
That's what you would be doing if you want to keep that Attaboy, third quarterback.
Smith over there.
I was like, that's the correct
way
to use that expression.
I know my expressions. Look at me.
No, but I think you're, yeah.
That was
I think
a big
you're
phrase.
Right. I think the problem therein lies, and this is what we were just talking about, the Natron Brooks. You said, I think he probably lands on P-Squad at some point. He was there last year. Again, and I will say this time and time again on these cut days, he might end up there. He might, they might be a P-Squad guy, but I definitely think as a guy who's not vested and a guy who has opened some eyes in preseason that Natron Brooks in week one should be on that 53. Now week two comes around and all that money, you know, the guarantee for the veterans you can call up and everything else, then you can move more pieces around. But I think as you're kind of suiting up and going against Pittsburgh Steelers, and you're making all these moves based off, you know, vested and everything else, I think Natron Brooks is on that roster.
Let me go to safeties. I don't think there's a lot of questions here, but Jesse Bates, Justin Simmons, Richie Grant, and Kevin King, who Mark Raimondi has.
I don't know. I didn't see a lot from that Justin Simmons guy in the preseason. I'm not sure if I can keep him on my roster.
I mean, I said I didn't think there was. There's always a question. What am I talking about?
A lot of dead cap hit.
No, I'm kidding. I think Grant, Bates, Helms and Simmons, Helms will be on the IR, but then I think Simmons is in, and I think Antonio, that's where Hamilton, to me, and King, they slide around. That's the thing about the versatility of those guys and what you can do differently with them. That's why I think you maybe could be a little lean on the defensive backfield to start the season.
Yeah, and you also, Dane Cruikshank didn't play as much in the preseason. I think he did have an injury. Mike Abernathy did play, you know, some snaps for you last year. Again, I think you can probably sneak him through. Kevin King was a guy who came in, obviously familiar with Jimmy Lake from his history and was at Washington, I believe, together, and can do some different things. So there's just no right or wrong way. You can say 27 and 23 can be the split. You can go as far as 28 and 22 if you don't have a quarterback. So a lot of things left to be played out.
What we're not going to do here is disrespect special teams. So I am going to mention who Mark has. And, of course, your kicker, Youngway.
Did Youngway make it? Oh, man, there. I was scared because he missed those kicks against the Ravens. I didn't know. My mom
punter,
cut him.
Bradley Pinion and your long snapper, Liam McCullough. There we go. Special teams.
Biggest punter in the NFL, B. Pinion.
There you
Boy,
go.
He is. He's a big dude.
Special teams, special plays, special players. Shout out to Skip.
Oh, I thought you were, Terry for a minute. I thought that was a cut.
I thought he was playing a drop, too.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wow.
It's not an arrogance. It's a confidence.
Olson is carrying a confidence. Big hitter, blasting the Braves past the Twins. We'll discuss next. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.